Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patswold, and in studio with me today, I have Irma Vandebon, Executive Director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Yorkton and area. Irma, great to have you back here at The Rock 98.5. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot, Jordan. Trying to stay warm, though.
Well, it's officially the end of summer, although it's felt like that for the last couple of weeks.
I think we're skipping fall, going right into winter, just temporarily, though.
I heard some parts of Saskatchewan are even seeing some reports of heavy amounts of, let's hope it's just dandruff and not the other white flaky stuff.
I hope so.
Regardless, but September, every year it seems like Big Brothers Big Sisters goes into a bit of overdrive, if you will, and this year no different. In fact, City Council coming on board to help mark this very special month.
Yeah, it is. It's been declared Big Brothers Big Sisters Month for Yorkton. And also across Canada, it's Big Brothers Big Sisters Month. So it's a great avenue, a great opportunity for us to be more visible, to let people know that mentoring is key. It's making difference in children's lives. And how can people get involved?
Now, like a lot of things, the fall marks the beginning, if you will, of a season, if you will. It's back to school, new season, that being the fall, a bit more routine for families now that summer's over and holidays are all done and away with. And likewise for Big Brothers, Big Sisters, it's kind of the start of a new year, if you will, in some ways, right?
It is. What we do in September is we get our matches going with in-school mentoring. So those are school-based matches. So we need to wait until students are back in school because over the summer, they get placed on hold. So our mentors that can return, we get them matched with their mentees, get those matches on board, and we recruit new mentors for those many, many, many children that are waiting for a mentor to be their friend, their guide, their coach. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, in-school mentors, they differ from the traditional Big Brother, Big Sister match that I know BBBS also promotes and has. So let's just mark the differences, though, of some of these different volunteer opportunities that you have within the organization.
That would be great. We have our community-based matches, which include our Big Brothers, Big Sisters. So with those matches, they spend anywhere, usually a couple hours a week with the child. It can be a bit more, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doing an activity, something that they both like to enjoy. So it can be attending a sporting event within the community, a special event, going shopping, out for lunch, sure, doing something in their yard, walking a dog, whatever, right? We take a look at what does the volunteer normally do in their day, what do they like to do, and what can they teach a child or share with a child. And just by being there makes a huge difference. So that's more or less our traditional program. Our in-school mentoring program is a site-based 1 hour a week commitment only during the school year. So when there is no school, like Christmas break, you don't meet.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's you meet at school, the child's excused from class. Generally, they meet in the library, an empty classroom, outside on the playground. Sometimes they use the outdoor hockey rinks that are right there at the schools.
Sure.
Whatever, as long as it's school-based. So it's spending time with a child, playing board games, sometimes cooking, doing some woodwork, just hanging out, talking, supporting them, encouraging them, doing a little bit of reading, encouraging literacy.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when we teach a child the love of reading, right? We just open a whole bunch of new doors. So it's a great opportunity. And those mentors are any age. You generally 16 years and up. We do have a few 15-year-olds, though, that are our mentors.
Okay.
Children that are extremely strong academically and responsible, or youth, I mean.
Yep.
Those teen mentors, they mentor a child from an early elementary grade.
Mm.
So they spend that hour a week. It's definitely site-based. Our adults are from many walks, whether they're working for a business, whether they're self-employed, retirees, whatever. We have adults involved in our mentoring program, which are our treasures, right? Because there's so many children that need that experience, too, that an adult can bring to their life.
Right. So for those in-school mentors, again, like you say, can be younger than the age of 18, but those traditional matches have to be
18. Yeah, you have to be 18 years and older to take a child into a community-based match.
So what's that process like for someone to become either big brother, big sister, or an in-school mentor, they would approach their own principal? Do they come directly to your office?
No, they come directly to us. Okay. The high school students, they can. If the high school students are interested, they can go to their principal, but the principal is going to tell them to contact us.
Gotcha.
So at Big Brothers, Big Sisters, all the schools have our office number plus our cell number. Or people can Google Big Brothers, Big or Yorkton, period, Big Brothers, Big Sisters.ca. On there, there's applications as well and stuff. Mm-hmm. We get people to fill out an application, which just gives us some basic information, but also lists 3 to 4 references, people that have known them for generally a minimum of 2 years. Mm-hmm. One of them has to be a family reference. If it's a high school student, one has to be a teacher.
Okay.
And then the other are personal reference or employment references. And they're references that can vouch that you're dependable, reliable, good role model, somebody that they would want spending time with their child, for instance, right? And we follow up with those references. If they're 18 years and older, they have to have a criminal record check with a vulnerable sector query done.
Okay.
And then we do an interview with everybody, go over our confidentiality policies, code of conduct, that kind of stuff, so people know what they're signing up for.
Mm-hmm.
That's so important. And that they have that hour a week. So we go through that interview, get to know them, because we want to match them with a child who has similar interests, who has sometimes even similar personality. It's kind of uncanny sometimes how they could almost be like brother and sister. It's really kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we do a training with everyone. It's called Strong from the Start. It's our pre-match training. So we talk about communication skills, roles, responsibilities, what to do if you suspected a child is abused, what's the protocol, and how can you support a child in a fun learning environment, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Now, is it the same time that will generally be done on a week-to-week basis, like whatever is available in terms of the volunteer? Like, it's not always a set time that, okay, all
definitely
the
in-school
mentors...
Definitely not. I work all hours. Yeah, no, I work all hours. Generally, with the in-school mentoring for the high school students, we try to do the training right after school at the high school that they've applied in.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I'll just throw this out there because it's top of mind or whatever. I'm going out to Melville on the 25th.
Sure.
So I'll spend all day in the school that day. I will meet with potential mentors over lunch. I'll be doing rematches and stuff. And after school that day, I already have a training planned.
Mm-hmm.
I have at this point already 20 of the Prairie Fire hockey team signed up to be mentors.
Neat.
So I'm in the process. I've already interviewed them and stuff. Now I'll be training them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be getting them matched within the next week.
And so like using the example of those hockey players, number 15 might meet up with their mentee, if you will, on Thursdays. Hockey player number 10 is going to meet Tuesdays at...
Yeah, it'll be at a time that works for the mentor and for the child. So we take a look at everybody's schedule and what mm-hmm. works best.
And you try and keep those regular?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. There is some that have flexibility, and we know that going into the match. So some people, because of their work schedule or their school schedule,
right.
Have certain days that work better. So we generally will say, like, so 1 week may be Monday, the next week will be Tuesday because of the different days, because of the different schedule and stuff.
Yeah.
We try with mentors to schedule ahead of time so the teachers have a general idea when those mentors are coming,
mm-hmm.
and we can follow up. With our Big Brothers, Big Sisters program, there's more flexibility because you're arranging directly with the child and that child's parent as far as when that outing is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
We follow up on a monthly basis, just touching base that you guys have got together. What are some of the highlights? How can we support you further in that match? But you guys are responsible for your scheduling. And same with the mentors. You know what? The in-school mentors, say you're set to meet on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a really important business meeting or training or something that's come up, or an exam if you're a student or whatever, there's a flexibility to change that day, right? You just have to notify the school, let that child know, and reschedule.
Yeah.
Like there's flexibility in our life in everything we do.
Well, like you say, the hockey players in this area are such great leaders often for the in-school mentoring programs. And, yeah, they have away games, they have travel and things like that that can sometimes affect when it can all work out, much like anyone for that matter, just based on work schedules and the like. Irma Vandebon, our guest today on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Big Brothers, Big Sisters Month in Yorkton throughout the month of September. Chatting again about some of the programs that are available to people to step up and be volunteers for. You can give the office a call, right, Irma?
Yeah, they can. You can call 782-3471. Mm-hmm. Or you can email me at 3Bs, so Big Brother, Big Sister, so BBBS, Yorkton at sastel.net.
And like you said, Yorkton and area, and going to Melville for some training too. What other communities does the Yorkton and area, I guess, area cover?
Okay, well, primarily Yorkton, right?
Sure.
And then there's Melville, Esterhazy, Langeberg, Churchbridge, and Rokenville at this time. Mm. And then we have some individual matches in some other surrounding communities. So depending on where there's a child, where there's a volunteer, and what we can do to support that match.
Yeah. And being that it is a very special month, there are and have been some events that have been taking place?
Yeah, they have. We primarily have been involved just, you know, getting our matches back up and stuff. We haven't done any fundraising barbecues and stuff. And not that we don't need the funds. It's a matter sometimes of manpower and weather,
sure.
Right? But we did have our ATV draw on September 8th. Neil Russell was the winner of our Polaris 450. Polaris Sportsman ATV.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty exciting. So we awarded that and gave that away. And then we've been planning for Culture Days, which is the end of the month, September 29th and 30th. We partner with the Esterhazy Lions Club, and we've been planning the Lions Trail Ride. And then we have another event coming up, which is a reconciliation forum, mm-hmm. on September 26th from 9 to 1 p.m. That's open to everyone from the community.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about that. Was this just something that Big Brothers, Big Sisters Canada was, I guess, challenging local communities to take on? Or is this
nope.
something you wanted to do yourself? Or how did this all come
okay.
about then for this forum locally?
Okay, well, actually, it all began probably years and years ago. Like Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Yorkton and area has always tried to be more culturally sensitive. We've done culture camps. We've done weekend retreats. We've done that kind of stuff, right? And we've recognized the need for that. And then Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Saskatchewan, which is the other agencies, we made a commitment to truth and reconciliation and specifically some of the calls to action.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, we hired a Saskatchewan Indigenous Relations Director, Annie mm-hmm. Batiste. So she's done training within all our agencies and all our organizations yeah. so that we are more culturally sensitive
mm-hmm.
and more understanding. And we've been working with her more directly learning, right? And then from that, I've also been part of the Yorkton Child Action Plan, which I chair. So I brought it to the committee and we talked about the importance of reconciliation and where Yorkton's at and what could this look like. And we realized we have a lot more to learn and it's going to be a lifetime journey, right? So mm-hmm. how do we do this in the best way, right? And so we've been talking to the Office of the Treaty Commissioner,
okay.
Specifically Rhett Sangster, who is their Director of Reconciliation and Community Resources. And also they partner with Yorkton Tribal Council, right? So what came from that is the decision to hold a reconciliation forum with okay. Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And we've invited community members, organizations, partners, and any interested person that would like to attend
mm-hmm.
to attend this reconciliation forum. It's from 9 to 1 p.m. It's at Sign on Broadway in their Regency Room. Lunch will be provided before we close for the day. We have an elder opening with prayer and closing with a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We have a presentation from the Office of the Treaty Commissioner with Mary Culbertson. We have Isabel Osoup from Yorkton Tribal Council speaking, and then Rhett Sangster as well. And Annie Batiste will be here leading some of the discussions and sharings. And then we're going to go into some roundtable discussions. We're going to talk about what's happening in other communities, like they're going to build a little bit of awareness.
Right.
And then we're going to come together in roundtable and talk about what's already happening in Yorkton and what can we do to further reconciliation and work together. So this is just a beginning point of conversations, and we recognize that. And we're looking forward to people coming together. We already have 60 people registered.
Okay.
We have room for another 20 if people would like to register. And like I said, we have lunch being provided by West Broadway Grill. The cost to attend is only $10. Our cost is higher than that, and thanks to the Office of the Treaty Commissioner, they're going to, and to our Saskatchewan Indigenous Mentoring Project, they're going to help cover the rent and additional expenses
okay.
for the day.
Sure.
But we're not being charged for speakers or anything like that. So we're really looking forward to being able to offer an event at virtually no cost to people and open it up to people from the community to attend. And it's
exactly,
we really believe in mentoring, as you know, and the importance of that. And we recognize the importance to learn from our elders and to learn from the people who went before us. So how can we improve what we do?
All right, great. That is going to be next Wednesday again at Sign on Broadway. And if people do want to take part in that, Irma, should they just be calling you at your office?
Yes, please. 782-3471. Or again, send me an email at bbbsyorkton@sastel.net. By Monday at 5, I want to order the food. So if people want to register, please let me know ahead of time.
Right. Again, not about an event in terms of it's not a fundraiser. No, that's
not
what it's about.
Not at all.
Right.
No,
it's cover those costs, of course, and even then needing a little help to make it all balance out in the end. So it's not going to be used for some sort of, it's merely just to cover
no,
the
it's
event,
for the
so.
Event itself. Yeah,
exactly.
It's for the reconciliation forum because we have to pay for the food, right? We've got West Broadway Grill bringing in food. We're renting the room from Sun on Broadway, so.
Mm-hmm.
Just helps us a bit with the expenses, and we appreciate it.
All right. So that, again, will be coming up on Wednesday. And, of course, so very important as I know just even just working alongside the youth of this community, too, and how great it is to be able to be a good example for those young people in terms of even something such as this, whether it's, you know, just how to be just a positive member of society, being able to use, you know, words of respect and just even knowing how to treat others. This stuff like this goes certainly a long way in healing some of the damage that has been done. And we can all certainly do our part in, again, recognizing what has happened and then work together to, well, like a lot of things, ensuring it. Something doesn't like that ever happen again, if you
yeah,
will.
Yeah, that's true. And create a brighter tomorrow for everybody, right? And support mm-hmm. everybody through that journey.
Yeah. Now, again, with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, again, the big month that is going on and that push for volunteers, can't stress that need enough. Is there our waiting list right now?
I know. There is.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, there's a huge waiting list. And it continues to grow because the more we do to recruit volunteers, the more families hear about us and the more people want to sign their children up. And they hear about how great it is. Like we had our summer program this summer with 50 children registered and a lot of positive feedback and stuff. And people are asking, you know, where can we go from here? What supports are in place further from this? So we're looking at, you know, what events can we put on? What supports can we do? And we've got some programming coming up like Shared Journey.
Okay.
It's a 10-week program of reconciliation for grades 6 to 8. It's going to be taking place at Columbia School. So looking forward to that in the future. Club Connect is an after-school program that will be taking place out at Esterhazy.
Oh, okay.
And then we have the Engaging Young Leaders program, which is for youth 15 to 21. It's a partnership between YTC and Big Brothers Big Sisters, working with youth and helping them develop leadership skills further. So excited about that partnership. And then Culture Day is a celebration of where we're at.
No, that's awesome. Again, a reminder too, people do want more information. They can either come by the office in the Sign Building on Broadway, give you a call, 782-3471. And even if a child isn't necessarily matched directly with an in-school mentor or in the traditional match, you still do different things for those that are...
Oh, very much
yeah.
so. Like the end of the month, they're going to be attending our Culture Days, which like our Discovering the Arts Day on the Saturday. It's open to the community. But it's on from 2 to 5. So what's going to take place is from 2 to 4, we have Barra's Art Academy and Carrie with Free My Muse coming and doing some improv and fun acting.
Very
cool. And we're going to have some cultural food and stuff for people to savor. And then from 4 to 5, we actually have Wade Winjack and Meg coming in and doing some ballroom dance and fun dance and movement with us and stuff. So we're doing that on... Saturday the 29th to celebrate Culture Days, and the Esterhazy Lions Trail Ride, which we'd been partnering with, was supposed to be this Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's now got postponed because of the snow or rain or whatever's going to happen. And it got postponed until the 29th of September.
All right.
And I just saw the weather today and it doesn't look promising, but weather permitting, it's going to go on the 29th. And then on the 30th, we have the Soapbox Derby. So we have 7 soapboxes that are built, ready to go. Mm-hmm. And we're inviting people to come out and join us on Roslyn Avenue from 1 to 3 p.m., hopefully while the sun is shining, and do some runs with those soapbox derbies. So we've had youth from all ages participate, and we've even had a grandmother go down against her granddaughter in 2 different soapboxes. So it's possible for any age to go down.
Yep.
Not everybody's legs fit in the cars, though. Sometimes they got to be outside.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a fun day. And soapboxes are so much a part of our heritage, too, and so much a part of our culture. So let's just have some fun with it.
Excellent. Well, lots of great information. Again, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Yorkton and area, Executive Director Irma Vandebon, our guest today. Again, September is BBBS month, not just here in Yorkton, but all over Canada. Thanks so much, Irma, once again, taking some time to chat with us today.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, no problem. All you ever wanted to know on The Rock 98.5. Another guest will be joining us after this short commercial break.